Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. So today we're talking about masks, and specifically we are going to talk about veiling. So if you have questions about veiling, if you have contemplated veiling, then stay tuned because I'm here to tell you my story about why I now veil. Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show! We are on chapter 18 of the Handbook for Catholic Moms, and chapter 18 was all about the Mass. Now, I love Mass. I adore Mass. This is why I'm Catholic, because I cannot go to any other religious service besides the Mass. Like, it is where we are with Jesus. It is just, there is nothing better. So when I was growing up, I would see like the random person veiling, and sometimes it was like a woman and her children. And Chloe does veil, so I'll get to that. And I always thought it was like a cultural thing. Like, they either looked like they're from Europe or somewhere over there. Then, I think it was last year, I started looking into traditional Catholic thoughts and what do Catholics, when they say traditional Catholic, what does that mean? And I came across veiling, and I was like, wait, what? Is this something that's like everyone's doing? So I immediately felt called to veil. I don't know about you, but sometimes when Jesus tells me to do stuff, I go, yeah, right, I'm not doing that because that is scary. I don't want to stand out in church. I started reading up like why people veil, and I was like, oh, wow, St. Paul like tells women to cover their heads and men to uncover their heads. That's interesting. Oh, this idea that, you know, we are like God's princesses and that we're sacred and that we can carry life within us. And, you know, you always see Mary with a mantle on her head. There's just a lot out there. There's a lot of reasons why women veil. They're definitely not veiling to tell everybody else that they're more pious. I promise you, I do not like the extra attention. I do not want people looking at me. I don't like any of that. But I really do believe in veiling. I'll put some articles down below and some video links if you guys are really interested. If you're feeling called to veil, I highly, highly suggest giving it a try. It just keeps, you know, Jesus really there. And then this is kind of like, you know, blocks your vision a little bit. So you're just a little bit more focused. It definitely makes you feel focused. I know for sure my daughter is like, she's like, I pay way more attention. She doesn't color in church anymore. She doesn't look at books at church anymore. She puts her veil on. And that girl, and she is 7, you guys. She is just like on target. Praying. I mean, it's just beautiful looking at my little daughter with her little white veil on, and oh my gosh. So let's talk about some like basics. So the first veil I got was white. I got my daughter and I both some white ones, and these are from Amazon. They're $10. I'll pin them below. I didn't want to invest a lot of money because I didn't know if I liked it. So I didn't want to like invest all this money and then decide that it wasn't for me. And like I always pin it here, and then I cross pin here and then pin here. I have really thin hair, and so it's like really soft hair, so the veil like slides around for sure. The second time I wore my veil, it kept slipping and I kept messing with it, and it was like the exact opposite of what I wanted, you know, from veiling. And so it was really frustrating, and I had to like leave during the collection to go like adjust my veil, which is not what I wanted to do. So I had a white one, right? And so then I started doing some research on colors, and it turns out that when you're married, traditionally, if you're a married woman, you do not wear white veils. You wear darker colors. So then I bought a black one, which I still like, and I think I'll wear more maybe in the wintertime. It was like $10. The thing about this veil is I don't tend to wear really dark clothes. My hair is very light. I'm light skinned. And so this to me is just really dramatic. And I also noticed that most women at my church, even if they're older, are not wearing black. So I bought this. I wore this once. I was like, oh, I'll wear this during ordinary time. And then if we have like a feast day, like today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And so, you know, if you look at the liturgical calendar, it's a white day. So if we went to Mass today, Father would be wearing his white vestments. And so I would wear my white veil if I went to Mass today. I would not wear my black veil. I do know that a lot of people think that black veils are like for mourning. They're not. They're just traditionally worn by women who are married. The black veil wasn't making me feel super comfortable either. So then I went online and I found these nuns. And for like $12, they made me a veil. They make veils. I'll pin them below. And so I chose this beige one because it kind of matches, you know, my hair. And it's summer right now. And so I wanted something that wasn't white unless the feast, you know, a feast day. But I did want something that was still like light colored. And so I really like this one. I like how it drapes in the front. And then I think these in the back, those are like my favorite. I didn't spend a ton of money on this. This was like, I think $16, including shipping. So, and I love that, you know, like these, I'll put them down below, but these nuns are great. And they sent me all sorts of like prayer cards and stuff with them too. So if you want to like have a special one, they have all sorts of colors. This was their large size. And then they had a small size too. I'm not sure if that's just like super short. I kind of like how it drapes more. So that's how I just went through the colors for like, I want to get like a violet one or like a maroon one for Advent. And I decided not to do it green for ordinary time. And in the winter time, I probably wore black if it matches my outfit. So you can kind of actually quite color coordinate it. So I guess I didn't finish my story. So I felt called to veil and I was like, oh no, God, that's not for me. Even though I knew all the reasons why. And because like no one in my church veils, like maybe like 5 women. It's not, I don't go to that mass and there's just not a lot of people veiling. I knew that if I veiled that I was going to stand out. Then my daughter, God works in mysterious ways, kept saying, Mom, when are you going to order some veils? I want a veil. Because I had presented the idea to her and said, would you be interested in like wearing this with me and veiling in a way, as a way to like honor God and to, you know, show that we're there, that we believe he's truly present in the Eucharist. And so she jumped right on board and kept bugging me. And then my friend came over and just started making some Catholic friends, thank goodness. And she ended up veiling. Now she goes to the church on post. So I don't see like if my Catholic friends that I'm part, like a part of the, my CWOC, if they veil or not. Apparently a bunch of them do. And so she was like, oh my gosh, you're just going to change your life. You need a veil. If you're feeling called to do it, you should do it. Give it a try. And so, gosh, I bit the bullet. And that first day, it was scary. And it's not what's the worst that can happen, but people do sometimes give you looks. I haven't had anyone like come to me and tell me not to do it. I've heard of people who have had people approach to say, honey, we don't do that anymore. You don't need to do that anymore. And it's like, well, I know I don't have to, but there's a reason why the church had women veil originally. And I think that like by looking into those reasons, more women would be called to veil. So that's my story. So I veil for all the reasons I said before. I have fallen in love with it. It's become second nature. Like seriously, you guys, 2 or 3 masses in, you are going to feel like it's no big deal, like in terms of embarrassment. I do feel like I'm in like a sorority with the other ladies in veil. I'm hoping that I'm inspiring others to perhaps ponder whether they want to veil. And honestly, you guys are never, you're never too old to veil. I had someone on my Instagram say she's in her 50s and that she loved the idea of veiling, but that she just didn't feel like it was something like appropriate for her age group. And it's like, oh my gosh, no, like most of the women that veil in my church are, or they're older than I am. I don't think it's ever too late to start veiling. If Jesus is calling you to do something, he's calling you to do something. I just read this story from this book called The Moral Compass by Bennett. It was about the cactus, and the cactus was like trying to give his life to the Lord. And he's like, why am I here? What is my worth? And he's getting older and older and nothing's happening until finally he's like crying out to the Lord and saying, you know, I wanted to do something for you, Lord. I wanted my wife to be worth something. I feel like I failed you. And if I did, I'm sorry. And suddenly, you know, the flower blooms on the top of this cactus and the fragrance of it all and the beauty of it all and the moon smiling at him. And one flower has brought so many people joy. You know, Jesus says, as long as you are striving to please me in your life will never be in vain Because even if it is just for a moment, you will bring something to this earth that betters others. And you just never know what that's going to be. All you can do is pray and ask God if he's calling you to do something, then do it and see what comes from that. So I think especially like if you veil and your daughters start veiling, I think that's the most powerful thing. I would do this even if people heckled at me every mass. I would do this for my daughter because I think that when you veil as a girl, as a child, and you have that sense of purity and that sense of chastity and that sense of being like Mary and that sense of honor that God has given to women, you're not going to just throw it away. And I know that as mothers, we all pray that our daughters stay pure and chaste and holy. We all have our things we fall, and that's life. That's original sin. I think that anything we can do to build up our daughters in terms of how much Jesus loves them and how they're princesses of God, I don't think anything bad's going to come of that. So again, this is Laura from What Laura Likes. The Mass is beautiful. If you have not gone to Mass in a long time, I pray that you will go. Mass is about the Eucharist, and Jesus is coming down from heaven and putting his body and blood, soul and divinity into that host. And then you get to be this living tabernacle, and it's phenomenal and mind-blowing. Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.